Hello, is this Klaus Forman?
That's me.
Sweet 16. Now we're talking.
Why did you retire from music? What made you decide?
Well, I'm old, you know. And I went back to Germany. I was in Los Angeles. First I was in London and worked for Manfred Mann Group playing. Then I played all the sessions in London. And then suddenly everybody was recording in America. John flew me over to America. Carly Simon flew me over. They all flew me over and back over and back. And I said, okay, I'm going to go to America. So I went over to America and played with the greatest people I could possibly imagine. Wonderful people and wonderful musicians. And I was so happy. And then suddenly, when things turned strange on me, Los Angeles, I sort of left Los Angeles and I said, no, I'm not going to play anymore. Because who am I going to play with after this? How am I going to top this?
Yes.
And so which bands do you think are worth listening to now?
Oh, lots.
Currently?
Lots of, yes. It's interesting. I always forget the names. My son, who is 18 now, and my daughter, Russia, her name is, she is 15. They play all this music. If it's the Gorillaz or... if it is, I wish I could remember all the names. They're wonderful bands. She said, no, again, I can't remember. I have to write this down. Venison I like very much.
Would you play with them?
No, me?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have I played with them?
No, would you play with them?
Oh, would I? Yeah. Yes, some of them I actually would play with, but my God. It's much nicer if young people up there on stage and doing it. Why should I do it?
Did the design work fill the gap that the music left in your life?
Well, there's other things that fill the gap, which is, for example, my family.
Mm-hmm.
I love being at home, and I must admit I did more at home and around the house than ever before, and that in itself was so important to me for my life, that I did not have to run after any career or any big, you know what I'm saying? I want to continue and do more drawings, and I always did drawings, and I enjoy doing art. And there's one thing I'm really happy about now is I'm doing a work together with a friend of mine from Berlin, a fantastic artist who is called Stefan Gandl, and he...
Are you doing the lecture with him? The talk?
No, he doesn't like to be up there on stage.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't like to be seen. he rather hides. Mm. They asked him lots of times, because he's very, very renowned, and he's a great artist. He doesn't like to be a typography artist, but he plays around with letters and words, and just beautiful, just incredible. You should see his page. It's called Neubau Berlin. You should have a look. It's beautiful. Everybody should have a look, because he's fantastic.
And
with him... Huh?
Oh, sorry, I was going to say, what project are you working on with him?
Yeah, yes. He actually contacted me, because he is a great fan of the Revolver cover, and he said, we should do something with your cover. And lots of ideas came up, and so we decided now to do a booklet in the size of an LP, not a CD, an LP,
mm-hmm.
so 30 by 30 centimeters, and we're doing each song, we do an illustration. And Tomorrow Never Knows, it goes over two squares, and then you can fold it up on both sides, which makes it one, two, three, four squares. Actually, a long shaped piece of art, and it looks incredible. I love it, and I hardly ever say this. I'm very critical, but together with him, we really we developed something I think outstanding. And each track will be great. We did three we are close to, and eventually we will have all the songs illustrated.
How do you feel to see, because the LP was sort of replaced by the CD, and also the size of the design was changed from 31 centimeters to 12. How do you feel if you see your designs, which you made in a larger size, see in that small size?
Yes, I mean, most of the designs, not only mine, but anybody did for the big size, don't come out that good in the smaller size. But the size of a CD is a different challenge. You have to do something that is different. You have to have a smaller space, and you have to do something good for that smaller space. I did, for example, a cover for a band called Turbo Negro. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that band.
They're from Norway.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. And they said, yes, we want to watch you. Why are you asking me? I said, I don't know your music. And they said, well, we know you can do it. So I sat down and did a lot of designs and stuff. And eventually I came up with a skull that in the back of the skull, from the side, you must see the skull from the side, and the back of the head turns into a snake. And this snake goes round and eats itself. And it looks like they use it as a ring. I made a little ring out of modeling clay, and then they used it on sneakers, and they did big posters of it. So it's on a black background, you have got this image. And that is something I think that works really well in a small size. And it's a different challenge, it's a harder challenge, but it does not give the freedom to play around with big space, which is much, much nicer. I suggested once to the record companies, in the very start when the CD came out, said, look, this space is very small, and the people want information about the artist. Okay, we now have the internet, and people can look in the internet, and most people do. But at that time, that wasn't apparent. It was only the fact that you suddenly had the small image. So I suggested that the record companies have a sort of archive in the record store where they actually give to each small CD a little booklet which has a normal size, like at least A4. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And but that didn't work. So they just had those little brochures which are stuck in there, which you hardly ever really can get out of.
Yes, yes. That's the most annoying thing about the CD. You can't get the booklet out. Yeah. Yeah. It was easier with an LP.
Yeah.
The Hamburg Days book was published in 1999. I think?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Could you tell something about that, about that book?
Yes, yes. Have you seen it?
Yes.
It's an idea that was apparent. Everybody was talking about it. And then my friend Ulf Krüger came up to me and said, why don't we do this? And then it was this firm, Genesis Publications, the Brian Roylands. We all met and talked about it. And it was supposed to be the best photos from that time. I thought it was going to be a very aesthetic, small little book with the best photos of Astrid Kircher, the best photos of Jürgen Vollmer, and I was in there supposed to be doing illustrations. So I did start, and I tried to get away something to do that was as good as the photos, which meant I wanted to be photorealistic, mm-hmm. and I wanted to capture certain things that hadn't been photographed. Yeah. And that was the idea. That I did those six photorealistic paintings, so I had to learn how to paint with oil and do all this. So I did this photorealistic work. Yeah. And then it turned out that Jürgen Vollmer wasn't in the book anymore, and there was lots of other little doodles and stuff coming into the book, and it was all or messed up and it didn't look like a nice book anymore at that particular point. And then we all met again. I said, look, we have to throw all these pictures out. There was much too much in it. It had to be thinned down again. And then they said, look, now, Klaus, we have to do something. We need more illustrations. And that's when I started doing these illustrations with pen and ink and a little bit of color and stuff. First time I ever done that, too. Normally, I just worked as a commercial artist. I wasn't really an illustrator. But, well, that's what I did. Mm.
You'll be talking at Typo Berlin. What will be the subject of your talk?
I guess it will be a little bit my life story, all the things I've done, and maybe talking a little bit about how in the old days art was layouts and lettering was actually done by hand, which isn't done anymore. And that might be the theme.
Do you think that are you sad about that? That it's no longer done by hand?
No. It's a new way. It's just the people have there's lots of people now that don't really know how all these those typefaces came about, how they were developed, and I think it's interesting for them to know about it, too. You know, I'm sure people are nosy and want to know how we did it.
You also produced the Da 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 song.
Yeah.
Which is sort of awkward coming from being a musician, getting into production. Were you asked to produce that song?
I have a feeling you don't quite understand what this band trio is. Okay,
could you explain?
Yes, I can. Mm-hmm. Lots of people think it's just a silly little record and it's inferior and it has nothing to do with music.
I am not saying that.
Well, you're not, but lots of people They seem to be astonished that I, after having played with all these great people, mm-hmm. let myself down to be involved with a band like Trio. Mm-hmm. I heard that lots of times, and I don't think that's fair at all, because those three musicians are fantastic, really, really good musicians. I always wish the people would have had a chance to see them play live. Because they did not do just Da Da Da. Mm-hmm. They did great, great lyrics that Stefan Remmler, most of them Stefan wrote. And their stage performance was outstanding, was a brilliant act. And they did great, great records. And I always wish that people would listen to those first two LPs they've done. They really are great.
Because this is also another thing that, because you're famous for the Revolver, that fame is because the Revolver album is such a famous album. It's the same thing with the Da 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 song, which is like a worldwide hit, and everybody knows it, so that's how you'll be remembered as well. Does that bother you?
No, does it bother me? Yeah. No, it doesn't bother me. It's just interesting because whatever I sort of touched always seemed to be in that sort of direction. I don't mm-hmm. know why. Yeah. Must be something I'm doing there.
We have one last question. How would you like to be remembered?
I don't know. I don't care.
Okay. Thank you very much for this talk.
Yeah. Pleasure.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello. This is Type Radio. Now we're talking.